102 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Technobite is brought to you by Mimecast, making email safer for business. Hello, Aki.
Hello, Eusebius. How are you doing this morning?
I will be better once I get my weekly hug. It must be very busy on the traffic desk.
No, it's coming. And you know what happened? I had a printer jam coming in, which is why I'm slightly late. But Thomas, can you queue up that number, please? 290. I want to play Eusebius something. 290. Okay. I want to play you something.
That is a threat to Katy Perry.
Well, it could be a threat to Katy Perry, but I want you to listen to it, and I want you to tell me what you think of it, and I want our listeners to listen to it as well. And just play that song, Thomas, if it's ready. And actually, I'll tell you about this in a moment, but it's really interesting that this piece of music that we're busy queuing up is...
Did you have anything to do with it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Thomas is busy setting it up. Is it ready there, Tommy?
I know that's what I'm filling out for him, sure.
November 290. Sorry, we had a bit of a computer crash. He's a bit slow,
Thomas. He's a bit slow on a Monday morning. Even this morning, it came in like 2 minutes after nine. Oh. I hope the bosses are not listening.
No, they're not listening.
Then I needed a biology break. I came back from the bathroom. There was dead air. He forgot to play a jingle.
Okay, he's got it ready, right? Okay, here we go. Listen to this, folks. All right. As he's setting this up, did you see that the new iPhone is coming?
Okay, I've got it.
Oh, he's got it. All right. Thanks, Thomas. Thank you very much. Listen to this, Eusebius.
We have a lot of skill set.
No,
we
not this
great
one.
Talent.
No. I'll come back to you in a second. Try 291. Sounds very good on radio. We're doing this like live at the moment.
This is great.
I don't know what happened to the system. Okay.
This is why I prefer radio to TV. It's far more authentic, isn't it?
As we're setting that up, the new iPhone is going to be launched sometime this month on the 14th of October. It's going to be launched, and it's quite an interesting one because it's quite expensive. It's expensive in the sense that the most expensive one of these iPhones is going to cost $20,000. Yeah, and this is for the really, really big one.
Jesus.
And this is, you know, they've gone with a 256 gig size, so it's going to cost you quite a bit of money. But I must say that 19,500 to be exact, but what's 500 rand with friends? But
that is very pricey.
It is pricey, but they're going to start at 13,000 rand, and I was looking at the pricing from the iStore. And of course, they've got various options that you can trade in your old one, but this new one, is it worth upgrade? We discussed this a few weeks ago. We're going to get one to review, but you know, in terms of the camera and the battery life itself, I think that I'm certainly going to be one of them standing in the queue. But you know, the thing is with the iPhone is that there are such limited quantities available that this is why they have the pre-ordering system. Otherwise, you're going to wait a couple of months. But I really think it's a great device. It is expensive. There's no doubt about it. But the good thing is that the minimum size that it comes with is the 32 gig, which is great to have.
Which is priced at what?
It's priced at 13,000.
Okay, that
12,999. Yeah. And that's for the base iPhone 7. But the iPhone 7 Plus with the improved camera and that's going to start at 15,500 rand. And then you've heard about the CITES conference that got wrapped up in Santon, and the guys from Lead SA and Sony Pictures are doing a very interesting campaign outside the Gautrain station. They're basically encouraging people to download an app called Safari, S-A-F-A-R-I. And basically what you can do is you can take a picture, okay? And they're basically they use virtual reality, and there's this virtual space behind you. And you take this picture, and then as it comes out, you can see there are rhinos, that you're surrounded by rhinos, which is quite cool.
Oh, wow.
So they've like overlaid that. And, you know, it's just to basically raise awareness and raise a bit of money. Mm. And you know, it's all going to a great cause. You've heard about Rage in the news a lot. Mm. And together with Lead SA and Sony Pictures, they've got the setup at the Gautrain station. And it's a lot of fun. You can send it to your mates overseas and just get more awareness.
What is the app called?
It's called Safari. Safari. I think it's Safari Eye. Yes, exactly. Very
Safari.
Safari. And then you can just overlay the picture of the rhino. They've got different pictures that you can overlay. Now, we've got that music ready, Tommy.
Something new, it turns
brings me on. Good day, sunshine in the backseat car. I wish that road could never stop.
All together now.
Okay, now that song is called.
Let me guess.
What is it? Go on.
Daddy's Car?
No. Keep guessing.
I can't remember. Jeez, I can't play note for note.
It's called Daddy's Car.
I'm right, dude.
Your Daddy's Car.
Released in 2016, a riff off the Beatles, Where Is My Cash?
Well, you picked up, that's impressive. You picked up a little bit of the Beatles there. But believe it or not, that song was written by a computer.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Using artificial intelligence.
Nice, sugar man, get out of here. Yeah. You're lying.
But you know, Eusebius, they're already doing novels. Computers are writing novels. AI produced that. And it's a company called Flow Machines. And they basically analyzed a database of 13,000 music samples that yet programmed. They had a lot of different artists in there. You heard a bit of a Beatles tune there. But basically what this computer did is it took out all these samples and then it resampled everything and it produced the song. So there was no human producing the song. There were no humans involved. A computer created that song from 13,000 pieces of music and using artificial intelligence and, you know, it just added
that
its own tracks
impressive.
And everything. But it's kind of scary because if you can read some of the stuff that's on the internet right now, a lot of the stuff hasn't been written by journalists, especially the financial news. It's written by computers that take the information, they take it through various algorithms and it's artificial intelligence that writes the story. And that's kind of scary for us in a sense because, you know, I had a debate with quite a few people about, you know, jobs that are being replaced. But what they are saying is that humans who are typically journalists now have time to sample and focus on the story and look at it from different angles, which a computer can't do. Mm. So adding, context to the story, which a computer can't necessarily do.
Sure.
But nonetheless, it is quite impressive what artificial intelligence is doing.
Does that mean very soon we can replace Thomas?
No, I think Thomas is irreplaceable. And I don't think a computer is going to be able to run as fast as Thomas.
Line up the song more quickly, right?
Yeah. But you were good with the wrong. You were good with the song that you picked up. You picked up the riff of the Beatles in there, which is quite good, yeah, I must say. Have you ever owned a BlackBerry?
I have, because we all have a past.
Yes. ouch. But did you see that BlackBerry is...
They're not manufacturing, yeah.
No more manufacturing. And it's actually quite amazing.
I thought you were going to say it's actually quite sad. I think it's just a story of how the dot-com bust continues.
No, it's actually not, and it's a lesson for every single company.
Okay.
Well, I say it's amazing. It's amazing and it's sad as well, because here's a company that, you know, less than 10 years ago dominated the smartphones, and yet they didn't survive. It was because they were arrogant. They failed to adopt the new changes that were coming. They weren't agile enough, and it's a lesson for every single business and every single organization in the world today, is that don't underestimate what's happening around you. Don't underestimate that somebody's coming for your business and this digital revolution is coming, because when the first iPhone was released, and that was less than 10 years ago, the BlackBerry executives at the time said, who wants to use a touch phone? You know, our phone still has got the keyboard. Nobody's going to want to switch over from the keyboard. And yet, look at where we are today. Think of our usage on our phones 10 years ago. We all pressed some sort of a button. Mm. Today, we all have screens on our phones that do exactly the same thing, but, you know, the buttons have disappeared. And they failed to see that the change. And when they did see the change coming, then they tried to change their company and their means, but it was too late.
Mm. Oh, okay. No calls today. We do have someone complaining there. Who's this? Really clubby? Yeah, I'm moaning about Aki not having his clips ready.
No, they were
ready. When the listeners are beginning to critique the production of a show.
I like this.
Anyway, she doesn't even count as a listener because her music taste is so poor anyway.
Yeah, listen to Kaya FM, really.
Yeah, exactly. Or what's the other one that she loves? RSG.
RSG.
That's the
Radio Sonder
Twitter. Rudy, I miss you so much. I love you so much. How's little Kum? Ooh, doo, doo, doo. Yeah, she, you know, it's amazing, this critique from a distance.
See, I know. It's so much easier playing this game at home, Rudy Clubby. So much easier.
Exactly.
You get into the studio.
I'm just waiting for the WhatsApp to come through. Oh, no. The only times I get WhatsApps from Rudy is, hi, Aki, I need your help. I can't get my emails to work on my computer. That's her. That's the standard responses that I get from her. Anyway.
Lovely seeing you. I'm going to send you back upstairs.
Have a lovely afternoon.
Traffic. Cheers.